Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Yes, I'm a bearded JB and I'm a black eye JB, Cody. That motherfucker punched me in my eye for that TV. You saw that shit when we was out there, right, Cody?
I was recording it.
Yeah,
you thought I was going to help. I just pulled the phone out. I was like, sorry.
Cody threw some water on my shit. Cody threw some water on my face and said, "Wake up, bitch. You got to get that 4K.
I was the one that started it.
Oh,
the crowd was cool. Then I threw that chair in the middle, and that motherfucker got mad. He just punched you in the eye. I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to try to get you here. I'm going to try to start some shit.
Cody was like, that's my way to get in first now, you know?
He snuck in. Yeah, you didn't know that. I snuck in to the back behind the crowd. That was fighting shit.
Motherfucker got 3 4K TVs and won't even sell me one. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, like,
I got 1 8K TV.
Damn, shit.
The one that was in there.
Motherfucker had a basket, took that shit up to the register and said, you know what? I don't want that one no more. You can put it back, whatever and shit.
Exactly.
Like, he had a stack of them and he put them all back except for 3. I was like, this motherfucker. He's just being a dick about it now.
Yep.
He's buying shit he didn't even need or whatever. That motherfucker bought Legos. I was like, what the fuck you gonna do with them Legos, man?
I don't know. They don't sell.
JB, they $3 off. This is a fucking bargain.
I wasn't gonna find that bargain again. Come on, man.
This is a fucking bargain, man. Shit, I gotta get up on this now. You know,
that's what I did this morning. On Amazon today, I knocked all my Christmas shopping out today. Knocked all that shit out.
He went up to the Amazon warehouse in California. trying to find this motherfucker, first of all, whatever. He even though there ain't one in California, he went looking for it, and he's knocking on warehouse doors and shit. I'm like, hey, so I hear y'all got the Amazon shit in here. And he's like, motherfucker, this is a logistics department, whatever. He was like, don't lie to me, motherfucker. Do not lie to me.
It says Amazon on the front.
Yeah.
I know you got the shit.
Yeah. Where is it? So then he realized he could just get the shit online or whatever, so he stayed his ass home. Well, exactly. In this Black Friday aftermath, only 2 people were shot and killed in Northern California at a mall on Black Friday.
That's a step down. That's nice. Usually it's like 35 people, some shit like that, but that's pretty good.
I had like 2 questions. Well, that was the only news notification I got about death, and I was just like, whew, I don't live in North California. But my first question was, what the fuck was the mall doing open?
I don't know.
My COVID kicks in. people are like, where the fuck was you at now?
Mm-hmm.
I was in my bunker.
What were you doing?
In bunker. I ain't left this house.
So you say.
I ain't left this house in so goddamn long now. It's showing
my sky looks like.
Yeah, like I go outside, I start looking like fucking Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. Mm-hmm. I start speaking like her from fucking Color Purple and shit. Oh, my lord. I've done seen the sky.
All those clouds. That white puppy shit in the sky.
Oh, my lord. I start talking like fucking Oprah Winfrey after she got slapped in fucking that Martin Luther King film or whatever. Selma, yeah. Like after she got slapped and thrown down, whatever shit. You know, that shit wasn't in the script, by the way, neither when they slapped her.
Oh, ass. No, she had to have a moment.
Yeah, like Ava DuVernay told that actor, here's what we're going to do. Oprah doesn't know this, but this is going to add so much dramatic flair to it. When she makes her comment, slap the shit out of her. Just that white dude was like, wait, what? And he was like, I'm Ava DuVernay. Slap the shit out of her. Just slap the fuck out of her, okay? That white dude was like, does Oprah know about that? What did I just fucking tell you? I want you to slap the shit out of Oprah, okay? When she makes that comment, you just slap the shit out of her. And sure enough, she made that comment and he whispered under his breath, I'm sorry, Oprah. He slapped the shit out of her. I imagine that's how most of Black Friday went down. You know what would be even funnier if it's like people got trampled and beat up for Cyber Monday?
Oh my God, could you imagine that shit?
That shit would be hilarious.
My Lord.
People be at a Best Buy and shit and be like, yo, I just shot a motherfucker to get in this line. And then Best Buy employee tells them, yo, that shit's only online, bro. Like,
Yeah, what do I have that in stores?
Yeah.
Not see the knob pickup option.
Yeah, man, it's Cyber Monday. It's supposed to be online. He just goes like, well, give me your cyberness then, bitch. Mm-hmm. Give me all of it.
But you know, it was weird. For the first time ever, I saw some shit that's like pickup only. I tried to get some shit delivered from Best Buy. But that shit was pickup only. I was like, what the fuck? I had never seen that. Ever. I've
never seen that shit neither, then.
Because I'm getting a new iPhone, so I already bought the new iPhone. It'll be on like Tuesday. So I got to buy a new charger for that shit. So I tried to buy like a little wall adapter. The shit was pickup only. I'd never seen that ever.
For a wall adapter?
For a wall adapter.
What?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Okay.
A wall adapter? Okay, that's a setup.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
That's something. I've never seen it ever.
They must know you black, and this is a setup to get your ass arrested. Like, that's the only thing I can think of.
That was all one big ploy.
Yeah, because you just black, and they just want to get your black ass.
Look up the 20-watt wall adapter for the iPhone on BestBuy.com. It said that shit was pickup only, at least in my area. Pickup only.
I mean, they probably just been like, look, this motherfucker been talking a lot of shit on that show. He does whatever. We're going to get him one by one. We start with the middleman, and then we work our way up to that JB motherfucker, whatever shit.
You know what it was? Because I shunned iPhones for like the last 2-3 years. Now I have bucking that train.
So the like the death of Tim, of Steve Jobs is like fucking tough. Don't give that Negro shit. Like,
I'm trying to hop back.
You ain't dick riding easy, here. Brother. Nah, no dick riding for you, whatever shit. And you know, Best Buy's so weird because Best Buy was one of those stores that tries to not give you a fucking bag and shit like that. And it's like, look here, Best Buy. I know you all about the environment and shit like that, but right now you need to understand a black man is more sacred than the environment right now. If I don't get that bag, they might shoot my black ass walking out this door thinking I stole this fucking game.
Right.
So you need to give me that fucking bag, okay? So it makes it look legit, okay?
Exactly.
Sir, don't you care about fuck the environment right now, okay? I want to make it out this store.
Fuck your environment.
Yeah. I want to make it out this store, okay? And to my car.
Make it look legit clean as possible.
Now, you can come to my house and pick the bag up if you want. But I'm walking out this store with this fucking bag. Whenever I hate when they ask me that shit when I go to the stores and shit. Would you like a bag? So what the fuck do you think?
Fucking bag. Yes.
Yes. I want the bag. Yeah. Yes.
You got. I want this to look like an actual transaction.
Thank you. Yes.
Not like I just took some shit.
And not only that, I want you to staple that goddamn receipt to the bag too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it makes it look really legit now. Exactly.
So when they add, I don't have to reach into my pocket to grab the receipt. That's already a bad look.
Because you know when Cody sticks his black ass hand in that bag, them guards.
Yeah.
Hey, what you doing?
Hey, wait a minute.
And then the real cop show up, and he's like, well, he was reaching in his fucking wallet and shit. And now he's trying to, you know, I remember we had a security guard in my neighborhood back when I was in the condos and shit. Like, not security guard, but like, I guess neighborhood watch type deal, whatever and shit. Motherfucker tried to tell me, sir, you parked 6 feet away from your curb there or whatever. Bitch, you ain't even a real cop.
6 feet away, what the fuck?
That's why this is a warning, sir. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you going to shoot me?
I didn't rent a cops.
Yeah, that's why I slammed that fucking door in his face and shit. So that's the get your shit together, Best Buy. Give me a fucking bag, okay? Shit,
yeah.
I just want a bag. So anyway, we got some beer. We got some whiskey. I'm drinking some Magnus Highland Park Magnus, if you will, whatever. Cody, what you got over there?
I have Stone Brewing's Enjoy By January 1st, 2021.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You drinking some shit? Dude, you're supposed to drink that on New Year's. What are you doing?
I could. I have four left. Or is it three left? Three left. I got three left. So I'd say it's probably not a good idea to save some because it is IPA. You do want to drink these as fresh as possible, so that probably won't happen.
Take them back to the store. Yeah, put them back in the fridge.
In theory, I could save this until New Year's Eve, whatever.
Why don't you just take them back to the store and just let them sit in the refrigerator there, and then buy them back again?
It's not like a hassle. It's not like a lot of work.
So, dude, get out of here. Come on. All right,
a whole lot of work.
Come on. All right, now.
Leave it in my fridge here. We just do it that way instead of taking my ass to the store.
I got I got a new news notification. President-elect Biden announces an all-female senior communication team.
Cool.
So that's cool, I guess, you know. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know we had a communication.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, under Trump, I didn't know what we had.
Hey, maybe we didn't have one when Trump was under administration.
That's true.
Maybe that's a new thing.
Because you remember when Obama and Biden left, we had like a pandemic team.
Right.
In case a certain pandemic might happen or something like that, you know?
Oh, we damn sure better have one now, I'll tell you that.
We better have one for every fucking 4 years going forward now. And Trump said, well, that's a waste of money. Dismantle that, whatever. And then,
pandemic, we'll never have one of those.
Yeah, then sure enough, yeah. three years later.
Yeah, 3 years and how many deaths?
Oh, man. Oh, Cody, you got a 99% chance of living. Get out of here, man. The
death rate. Tell other people who died.
More people die from cancer, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people say that shit because it's like, I fucking know that, but cancer doesn't spread like fucking COVID does.
Yeah, you can't get cancer by coughing and sneezing on a motherfucker.
Thank you. Shaking Cody's hand if he has cancer doesn't give it to me, motherfucker. Okay, like no. I love when they bring up all these other diseases people die by, but it's just like, okay, you're missing the point. One spreads through communication, interaction, and shit like that. The other one spreads because you had a shitty diet, genetics, shit. You've been exposed to something, whatever the fuck it may be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, shit, it's everything, pretty much. You know, yeah. Like, especially as California. Us Californians.
Yeah, especially in California. I've never seen these in other states. And I travel to New York and shit a lot, mm-hmm. whatever. I never see signs on a building that just say, this area may cause cancer. It's like, what?
Yep. I remember that parking lot. First time we parked there. Apparently, Dottelay, we all used to park by. Or Flower and all that, whatever. Yeah, Flower
Street. Yeah, right across the street from the IHOP and shit, like Diagonal and whatever and stuff.
Yep.
And I remember the I was waiting on Cody and I was.
You pointed that shit out and I was like, goddamn.
I was waiting on Cody and I was like, I was kicking rocks or whatever, just like looking at the ground and shit and stuff. And sure enough, I look at the ground and they had like a little plaque on the bottom. Shit's all faded out and everything, mm-hmm. saying the chemicals in this area may cause you to have a cancer or whatever. We are not responsible. And I was just like, you go to papyrus stores and or even just regular stores, like card stores or whatever, they have like signs at the cash register saying these products may cause cancer. It's like, what? So I was like, so we know what items may cause cancer? Should we ban those items? Like, should we?
But it's crazy because even like the shit you eat and drink, they always go back and forth. This may cause cancer. Actually, no, it actually reduces cancer. Which is it?
You remember red the meat you
does remember this? The, actually, no, it doesn't do this. Wait, what?
The story of like red wine. Like even when we were kids, red wine was always good for your health. Then it became bad for your health. Now it's good for your health. They said the same thing with eggs. I mean, red meat.
Red meat.
Black. That's why. That's why now you just got to go just say, fuck it, I'm going to eat and drink whatever the
just fuck it, yeah.
I don't give a shit if I have three burgers.
If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Oh, no, I don't. That's just the attitude you got to have.
There's people that don't fucking eat red meat that still get cancer and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, so,
people don't smoke, eat a clean, completely healthy life, but they still get some shit.
Smoking's a motherfucker, too. Like, ain't that a bitch? Like, wait a minute, hold on. You mean tell me I'm going to die of some shit that I didn't even do?
Yeah, that second. Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, hold on. That's funny, too, because that's that old Chris Rock joke. If it's white, it's all right and shit. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. So you imagine if some Negroes made the idea of smoking, they'd have banned that shit in so long. Like, that shit would be so illegal, they'd arrest your ass for a pack of Newports.
Yeah.
But, like, since that shit's okay, smoking, like, black dudes can't even fucking sell weed on the corner, Cody, without getting busted. Meanwhile, motherfucking dude at the liquor store can sell you a pack of cigarettes that's probably going to kill you and the whole neighborhood. Like, ain't that a bitch? But it's all right, though, Cody. It's all right. Anyway, the fuck was that smell right there?
Oh, it was all smell?
Damn. Oh, so people, as you know, we got an extra week here in November, so... We just
one of them weird months.
Yeah, so we sitting back, we drinking, talking about that Cyber Monday coming up, you know. But not only that Cyber Monday, though, Cody's over there drinking his beer and stuff like that. What you knocking that beer at right now, Cody? What you thinking?
It's pretty good.
You've been drinking that shit all week, by the way, too.
I know, yeah. it has a nice amount of bitterness to it. It's pretty fruity. It's a nice amount of dankness on it. Obviously, I'm getting to smell it in the bottles.
You said dickness?
Dankness.
Oh, okay. Dankness. Okay.
Yes. Oh, no dickness here.
Okay. Yeah. Dickless. All right.
Yeah, I like it. I'm giving it a 2.5. I think it's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a solid go-to pour.
Solid go-to beer. Yeah.
Speaking of Black Friday and shit and the beer and stuff like that, fucking Bourbon County. Everybody been hunting Bourbon County beer and Goose Island for Black Friday and shit, bro.
Yeah, I got mine a lot. I got my stuff.
Well, yeah, did you get that Weller one for $100?
I don't know where that's. I think that might be Chicago only.
I don't think
it's out here.
Have you seen the price for that thing?
How much is it?
It's like $155.
Damn, Jesus Christ.
I saw it as soon as we ended last week's episode, and I was just like,
I didn't pay that much for Bourbon County Rare back in the day. That was like $60 a bottle.
See, like 60, shit, I'll even go 80. I'll give it to 80.
For beer?
Yeah.
Man, that's the limit. $60. Fuck that. That's the bear. That's like, I cut it off at that point.
Yeah, this guy told me he got it for like $140 with tax and shit like that. And I was just
I'm not doing that. No.
I was like, is that the going price or is that like you just paid extra or something like that? He was like, I don't know. He was like, it was at this store.
You sure it's not resale? That sounds.
He bought it from a store. So Obviously, you know what that means. And that store is charging secondary prices, obviously.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen a retail price on that bottle because I haven't seen it
anywhere.
Yeah, same here. So, I mean, not that I'm going hunting for the damn thing or whatever and stuff, but I haven't seen anybody as far as the stores I shop at.
I wasn't seeking it out, but I always buy Bourbon County on Black Friday anyway. So if they would have had it, it would have been a good price. I would have bought it.
It's one of those things that, like, if it falls in my hands, then I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm not going out. I mean, that's kind of how I am with alcohol in general nowadays. Like, if it falls in my hands, I'll go out looking for it. I'm not going to. Cause you know, with the alcohol game, it's just so much of a fucking headache or whatever and shit. And like,
yeah.
So it's like, if it falls in my hand, then I'll try for it. But nah, I'm not going through no hassle to get no fucking bottle, like waiting in no fucking line at 6 a.m. in the morning and shit like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. No.
No, sir.
No.
Good on that shit.
You can suck a dick. Suck a big meaty dick. Yes. A good old Best Buy bag dick, you know? Yeah, it's all blue and shit. It's got like some. They got cheap on their bags. They don't put that yellow shit in there no more. They put black.
Yeah, it's
like,
blue.
It's just blue.
Saving that ink.
Yeah, saving that ink, of course. So, he's giving that a 2.5. Man, I'm over here. I ain't liking the smell. I'm drinking this Highland Park over here, whatever. Which the reason why I picked Highland Park, obviously I'm doing Scotch right now because we're in the winter season. Winter is coming. But the reason why I picked Highland Park too to drink on today is because we talk so much about Assassin's Creed and Vikings and shit like that. I was just like, it's time to get that Viking whiskey up, Cody. And shit, Highland Park, that looked like some Viking whiskey. So
yeah.
I'm sure that's what they'd be drinking in that game, whatever and stuff. Which I didn't even talk about. You could do rap battles in this fucking game. But
Yep. That's one feature they pointed out when they first announced it. Like, you could do Viking rap battles.
I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't do that at all. Fucked up part is you got to do that to get your charisma up, too. Like, ain't that a bitch? Like I don't want to do that at all. Like, was that a landline, by the way?
Yeah. That's exactly what that is. Yeah,
oh, my Lord.
It's not mine.
Okay, thank God. I was about to say, you really are on the run. What the fuck did you do on Black Friday, Cody? Motherfuckers in trade with the mafia and shit like that. He's like, wait a minute, hold on. What line is that now? I know I got to pick that phone up right there. Anyways, it's got like some... It's like some honey ass... It smells like honey, to be honest. Like honey and vanilla. I don't like this though. I don't know what it, It don't even smell like, it smells like a fake ass bourbon, to be honest. Like, it smells like a fake bourbon.
I say looking too good.
That color is kind of like,
pretty light.
Yeah, it's got like a little, it's like in the middle of light and dark. So it's got like this, this pine color, if you will. Well, not pine, like more, yeah, like honey color, actually. So like, all right, let's go ahead and hit the nose and,
That wasn't a nice good face.
Oh. Is this alcohol? What is this?
Mm.
This tastes like a cheap ass blend.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it tastes like a cheap ass blend. The Magnus on the Highland Park is about like $44-45 or whatever and shit like that. Not a bad price right there. The one I don't mind the Highland Park 18-year-old, but most of the other ones I don't really care for that much. But this one, this is the first time I've ever opened this bottle too. Oh. It's easy to sip on, but I ain't enjoying this that much, whatever. Maybe I'm speaking badder than what it really is, but it's just not hitting the right notes for me right now. And there's like a faded peat in here. I do not like that at all. And it's got like a little slimmer of smoke. Like that Hakushu 12 last week had more smoke than this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You got to show me the smoke. We're okay, Cody, we want the smoke, you know?
I want the smoke.
I want the smoke. Yeah, I see some gold on that damn baby. Where the smoke at here? Yeah, this is... I don't know if I just had high expectations, because Highland Park is kind of reviewed as one of the like, top brands of scotches here and shit, but...
Not that one.
You know what's crazy to me is when you get like these... distillery non-age statement bottles, or like the cheaper brands of the bottles that of certain brands or whatever it may be, they're supposed to be like the introductory into that brand to make you want to like I want to get the 12-year-old for an extra $20, and I want to get the 18-year-old for extra $40, and then I'll get the fucking 21-year-old for $100 more or whatever it may be and shit, right? I'm starting to figure out like more of these distillery bottles taste like shit. It's like, who are they trying to get to buy? Like if this was the first Highland Park I ever had, I'd look at this and go like, yeah, I don't think I ever need to have any more of this.
Right.
Like, I don't think I need to spend extra. Like Duncan Taylor. Duncan Taylor is a perfect example. It's $26 for the 12-year-old. That ain't. They have a cheaper one for like $16. It's a non-age statement, whatever. But shit, both of them could be fucking introductions into that that brand of whiskey right there. That bottle for $26 was so goddamn good that at the 18-year-old was like $76. I was just like, that shit could be $100. I'll buy it because that 12-year-old was so good. I do want to buy more now of the higher-ups. And I ended up buying one for like $143 or whatever. It was one behind the glass case. And I was just like, yeah, I don't care because the lower ends were so good. Yeah, I could only get better with the higher ups, right? That's usually how that's supposed to work, right? It's supposed to be a nice introductory and be like, ooh, so this is what this company is about. When I'm drinking this, I'm going like, ooh, so this is what this company is about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really, It just goes to that old alcohol thing of like, especially no matter what alcohol too, tequila, whiskey, beer, I was going to say vodka, but no, it's all the same shit. Wine, whatever it may be. It's like, this could be okay. But when you're a serious drinker like ourselves, we have like a collection of shit. And it's like, why would I ever spend another $50 on this when I could drink something better for the same price, if not less, or whatever shit. So it's like,
it's funny you mentioned it, because yesterday I had the KBS Maple Macniac Fudge Edition.
Ooh.
And I actually prefer the regular KBS over it. Because, well, yeah, because the Because the KBS there
is so on, good.
Yeah, right? It's yeah, so I love KBS. It's so my favorite Imperial Stout. One of my favorite barrel-aged Imperial Stouts. But the regular one, it loses the coffee notes. Well, the variant one. It loses the coffee notes. And then the fudge and the caramel, it doesn't add much to it, in my opinion. It overtakes what makes KBS so good. For me,
at least. Even hearing you describe that, it sounds like it just over-dominates everything else.
Yeah.
Because
it does. I think it's more so subtraction by addition in this instance.
That characteristic just sounds so strong. And knowing KBS, because I've had it a few times now, it just feels like it would just dominate whatever percentage it was trying to get across there. Yeah. Maybe that's what they're going for with the double fudge? Maybe.
Yeah, it's called the Maple Mackinac. What's it called? Mackinac fudge.
It just sounds like it loses its identity in the case. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a Red Breast 15 where they try to do something different, but they just completely lost the Red Breast identity. So it's like, this is not why I bought.
But it's getting great reviews. It's gotten great reviews. People love it. I don't love the beer. I like it. It's a good beer. I just prefer regular KBS.
So did Assassin's Creed Valhalla, but you know, they'll turn around.
Yeah. That's true.
They'll turn around, Cody. You know, I'm not enjoying this because I'm not getting any flavor characteristics off of this. This is just like, it's whatever to me. An everyday drinker, you could probably drink this and just be like, eh, it's whatever. I mean, actually, you might think it's just fine, whatever, because like I said, I was talking to a buddy last night. Hey, it was Art of Lunatic. And we were he was talking about fucking Crown Royal.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's funny because I'm trying to think of a bar I've ever been to where I saw Crown Royal on the bar. And now that I think about that, I go like, I've never seen that at a whiskey bar.
Like, well, yeah, they should know better.
Yeah, like I have never seen.
I hope so.
I've never seen Crown Royal in a fucking bar. Like I see Jameson, all kinds of other cheap liquor and shit like that.
Shit, even bars that are like not quote unquote whiskey bars, but they know their shit. Like the Hawk we went to, I remember Crown Royal being there.
I haven't seen no fucking Crown Royal. No.
I don't see that shit, dude.
No purple bag or nothing like that. You know, I didn't even see that shit at the R bar.
No, think about it. No.
Like, that shit wasn't there. It's funny because I never hear like whiskey people talk about Crown Royal, and no. I was telling her, I was like, but you know who does talk about that though?
I don't think most people think of it as a whiskey.
No,
I didn't even know it was a whiskey at first.
No, it's an embarrassment of a whiskey. it's like the Corona of whiskey. You know, it's like everybody buys it because it's cheap, Cody. But you know. Yeah.
It's like the Ciroc whiskey.
Yeah. it's got flavor and it's cheap as shit. Yeah, you can get it for $19.
It's that pop culture, you know, easy to get type, you know, alcoholic beverage. That's what that is.
Yeah, you can find it anywhere. And plus, guess what? You don't know no better.
Yeah, exactly.
And the only two people that talk about it is Black and Latinos, mainly Mexicans.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah,
us brown and black people. Yeah,
and we hype that shit up to a whole nother level.
Hey, what you drink, man? Yeah, I drink that Crown Royal, dog.
Man, shit about to get fucked up. It's about to get crazy.
The Crown Royal, the Henny.
It's about to get crazy up in here. Oh, you gotta have that. This motherfucker was trying to school me on white Hennessy or whatever. I was just like.
Shit, white, brown.
Brown, white, no black. I don't give a shit. Shit
trash. It
tastes like shit. Tastes like shit. I mean, I can see if you were trying to make an argument for cognac. I'm just like, there's just so much other better cognac.
You can make an argument for that.
But it's just like so much other better cognac out there. And like, if you're trying to get fucked up, Courvoisier is stronger. So it's like, just drink that then. It's just... All that marketing, baby. Like, you know.
It's just like Stella Rose wine. I was like, oh, really? That's fruit juice. Okay.
You know who loves that, though? Older black women.
Old black
people. They love Stella Rose. They love that Stella Rose.
They love that fruit juice, baby.
Stewart sent in a question about what's that app, CastBox, I think, where you can leave, like, comments and questions. He said, so what's a drink or beverage that I could please an older lady with or whatever, something like that? And the first thing I thought in my head or whatever, Stewart's black. He lives in Florida. They black. Get some Stella Rosa wine.
Stella Rosa. Yeah.
Get some Stella Rosa wine.
Said, Stewart can drink that shit right now. He'll think that's, like, Welsh's grape or some shit.
He'll be like, man. this alcohol thing ain't shit, you know?
Yeah.
They drink this all day.
you drink real red wine. You're like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Like, my mouth is just getting sapped. Dry as fuck. See, oh my God.
The fucked up part about that is you give them like stronger shit, like port wine or something like that. They're like, what is this? This is not good. And it's like, okay, your taste is all fucked up now. And you like dessert wines. If you like dessert wines, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah,
like they're weakish. They don't do shit.
It's fruit juice.
Yeah, it really
is. That's what it is.
All those fruit drinks, juice. Though.
Hey.
And it's funny because whenever Jermell would come over to my place, whatever and shit, I would just like pull out cognac for his ass. I'd be like, there you go. This motherfucker be on my balcony rolling up a fucking joint, whatever and shit. Like, yeah, that's some good shit, right? You can leave that right there. I'd be like, all right. Especially that night we all went out. Oh my God, this motherfucker.
Oh Lord.
my neighbors got their windows open. This month, I was like, it's a fine chick live up in there. He's sticking his head in the window. I was just like, oh my God. This dude is gonna get me shot. That's my best friend, man. Don't talk about my best friend.
Good old Jamel.
He's the reason why I said I never want to have kids. I've learned a lot from that man. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure you have. Just that one night with me hanging, I learned a lot.
Cody's like, I learned about how to be a black man from him.
Yeah.
I learned how to fuck with another dude in the room by him. Yeah.
Might be a horror movie villain. All that shit.
You remember when we was trying to leave the boat? I was trying to say it in the most nicest way possible by saying, well, we just got this other event. Jermell interrupted.
Yeah,
ain't no hoes on this boat, man.
Yeah, we should be all nice because that boat, that was bullshit. Like, none of that. That was the worst fucking thing. Like, why are we here?
It was so crazy because, like, what? Like, was it a few months or a year ago? We was on that same fucking boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like the craziest fucking time ever, right? It was like, man, mm-hmm. I mean, women was pulling out drugs left and right and shit.
And that was a party right there.
Yeah, that was a fucking party. I don't remember where we ended up afterwards, but I remember it was a party.
Right.
I just remember your ass didn't want to go home. You was just like, where the fuck is this other party? And you would think after 4.5 hours on a fucking boat drinking, and did we have food?
Drinking, I don't think so.
No. So drinking and tons of cigars and shit like that. Whatever. Yeah. So,
yeah. I was ready, baby. I was ready. Let's keep this night going, goddamn.
You would think after that, it'd be like, man, I'm ready to poop out now. Nah.
Oh, my ass.
My homeboy Greg or whatever and shit, the promoter in Long Beach, this motherfucker talking about, we go get some tacos. And my ass just heard tacos. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, we're going to go eat afterwards. That's what it was.
Some tacos? Yeah, because we went to one of the little taco bar in Long Beach or whatever and shit. And I remember, matter of fact, he gave us Hennessy, remember? That same night. And not only that, he gave us Hennessy and Coke on the rocks. I remember we took one sip of that shit. Me and you looked at each other and was like, oh. That was enough right there to end the night, dude. I remember that shit. We was just like, oh, I feel like shit. All that drinking, them fucking shots and shit like that, cigars and everything. And it came down to that Henny and Coke on the rocks. Oh, that shit was so sugary, dude. I think my blood pressure shot up that night off that one drink, Cody. Remember he tried to say, he was like, here, I got y'all some men drinks now. I was like, this is the men drinks, huh?
Yeah, okay. Henny and Coke, all right.
Because that was that same boat ride where those older cats were trying to talk shit to us. We were talking about you youngsters, man. Y'all don't know nothing about this drinking, man. What you know about First, as soon as we get off this fucking boat, whatever. Mind you, half of them already fucked up. As soon as we get off this boat, what the first drink they hand is a fucking Hennessy and Coke. Me and Cody was drinking straight liquor that whole fucking boat ride. These motherfuckers hand us a mixed fucking drink talking about y'all can't hang. And you know what? I'll give him credit. He right. We couldn't hang because I couldn't drink no more of that shit.
Yeah, that shit is disgusting.
I remember we put the drinks down and we the whole time we just said, where that food at? And I was like, We didn't want no more liquor. We was like, where the tacos at? I think it was like up at front for like $2.50 and shit. I was like, yeah, I never want to drink this shit no more. This is getting a 1.5 for me, by the way.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm being nice.
Yeah, it's not like a waste of time to me.
Yeah, like
the way you put it overall, not like the worst thing ever, but just sound like just not worth
anything. That's one reason why I didn't go full hard, fuck it, whatever. It's because like it's a waste of my time, whatever and shit. But like I'm trying to think of other people too, and I was like, I think they'll enjoy this, especially for new whiskey people. But for me, this is just a waste of my time. To be honest, I'm not gonna lie, it's a waste of my liver.
Yeah, you got too much good shit in your household to be just wasting your time on that bullshit right there.
I just ordered some more shit right now. So I need another cabinet too, by the way. I got like boxes sitting over there and the fucking Godfather lounge. It was just like, man, that shit's got to come out of boxes, all right? So
let's say you're shooting like a warehouse. Soon,
yeah.
The
Godfather Lounge ain't looking like an office no more. It's looking like a fucking. it's looking like a warehouse. Storage. Yeah, it's funny. This room was meant to be like the office.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turned to a whiskey room. Then it turned to like my entertainment room, and now it's just like it's just shit. There's a room I put shit in, Cody. I ain't gonna it's like whatever I can put in here, it just goes in here, whatever. Shit. Extra electronic equipment and shit, extra monitors, or whatever it may be, shit like that. Just like it fits in there, just throw it in there, whatever. Shit. I don't give a fuck no more. Mm. Yeah, that's a 1.5. So I think the title of this episode is gonna be called Lockdown, Cody, because we back on lockdown.
Yeah, that's right.
Man. Ooh, man, back on lockdown. You think anybody gonna listen this time?
Well, they can't do shit because they closed outdoor dining and bars can only do takeout only, so they can't do anything.
I was reading that this is gonna be our strictest lockdown. So we on lockdown from November
20th? This Monday to the 21st.
Yeah, so today, November. By the time you listen to this, to the 30th all the way to the 21st, so for 3 weeks basically. And I saw in that comment section, people was saying, man, fuck this ruling. This don't make no sense. Only 99% chance of dying. I mean, living. You have a 99% chance of living, whatever it may be. All this. But why are we shutting down again? I was like, man. And it just dawned on me. More people are more infatuated with buildings staying open than people's lives. I was like, this is crazy to me.
Because those lives, they don't know those lives personally, so they don't they can care less.
Dr. Fauci's starting to look like a hostage victim in these goddamn cliff notes I be getting and shit. Like, I'm getting another coronavirus update. Yeah, he looking like concerned and shit. Like remember when he was all like he was like, I don't want to like fear people. He's like, I think if we just do this, we'll be totally fine. And like 3 months later, this motherfucker looking like he's like, man. I swear to God, if y'all just listen to me, it's looking pretty bad, man. He's like, man.
Science. Believe in science, please.
Yeah, apparently the notification I got today was so many people traveled for this Thanksgiving holiday weekend that he's talking about it's going to be a superimposed. It's going to lead to mass spread of this shit. And I was like, no. Wait till Christmas. Don't get worse.
It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I'm about to say New Year's Eve and all that shit. Yeah, like, I think the problem with these people is that are complaining and stuff. I think they're complaining at the wrong topic and people. Their argument is that we should keep these small businesses open, which is funny to me because they don't even shop at these small businesses. So it's like, I don't see how you give a shit about these small businesses in the first fucking place, whatever. And trust me, you're not going to that bar just because it's a small business. Let's be real about that. I ain't never once heard Cody say, hey, yo, JV, let's go to this bar because it's a really small business and we should just help them out or whatever. I ain't never heard you talk like that. I ain't never talked like that. So who talks like that, Cody?
Nobody.
Thank you. It's like, let's go to this bar because it's closest and they got a happy hour, Cody. All right. That's mainly what you hear. But I think what they should be arguing with is, why isn't the government helping these small businesses? Isn't that the real argument here? Like, there's all this money that's fluctuating and flowing around. The military, what was it, a 70 or 70 million or some shit like that? It was a high ass amount. The military's getting that much. why isn't these people protesting the arguments of small businesses, government helping them out, freezing rent, whatever it may be? Instead, we're arguing about a fucking pandemic and talking about people ain't really dying from it. Our energy seems to be misguided somewhere in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's in the wrong place.
Yeah, so if you really care about the small businesses, I think you should stop trying to, you know, tell people that COVID is a hoax and probably just get on the case that this is real, this is happening, and what we should be arguing is that, like, the government should be either freezing rent or helping these small businesses stay afloat. But that's just me, Cody. I'm just one guy. What do I know?
Yeah. So you know the counter argument is too. Well, if you shut that everything down, then the small businesses are going to suffer. Well, you're going to suffer anyway if we keep shutting down until we get a vaccine. So while we just shut down right now for a little while, and then when things get a little better, then we could slowly, gradually introduce normal lifestyle back until we get the vaccine, and then boom, we'll be fully fledged back to normal in a quicker, more efficient, safer manner, as opposed to if we just doing what we're doing now, before the shutdown occurs on Monday. And yeah, but so, you know, that just makes too much sense.
I think, Cody, they just being a dictator to us. That's all it is. I mean, this lack of freedom.
To control us.
Yeah, this lack of freedom that we have, Cody, I'm not for it no more.
This country was founded on the principle and the idea of freedom. And by putting in this shutdown order, enforcing this, you are infringing on our freedoms. Therefore, we will rebel back, rage against the machine that is common sense.
I was talking to my homegirl that I met in Japan. She used to live over there. She lives in Australia now, and she was asking how we were doing over here. And I was like, well, we're in a shit show. We're about to go into another lockdown. I said, it's funny to me because I never left the first one, so... And she was just like, I was like, how are things with you? And she was like, Australia's doing better now. You know, and I was just like, I said, wasn't y'all like in code purple too at one point now? And it's like, I was like, so y'all doing better.
Fucking Last of Us out here. Meanwhile, fucking New Zealand, chilling.
New Zealand, all remember all these countries that was doing like bad as we were, Cody? And now they're like,
yeah, they cut everything off for like, what was it, like a month or something like that? Like a
month, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, Australia was doing really bad. Like, they were doing terrible. And according to my friend now, they getting back on their feet now. They back to normal.
Yeah, they're
like,
straight.
Oh. Yeah. I seriously got me.
That's America's that we had all this year. It's election bullshit, systemic racism, motherfuckers dying, and COVID. Like, shit.
I mean, like, hospitals are, like, just overly crowded and shit. You know, but the fucked up part about it is just, I think after this is all done, if it's ever done, we have to have a sit-down talk with our generation, mine and yours, that the point that, like, I know a lot of people that, like, live with elderly people and stuff like that. I know somebody recently, Cody. If he listened to this, fuck you, dude. Seriously, I don't give a shit what you say after this, but... He tells me a story that he was in contact with someone at work that had COVID, right? I was just like, well, you just need to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. So he lives with his elderly father who has no health insurance, and he's sick. He's a pre-existing condition. What does he do? He goes home right away. I was like,
Jesus.
He's like, I'm just going to stay in my room and like, quarantine myself to the bathroom and stuff like that. I was like...
Quarantine yourself to the bathroom. Like, that shit going to last.
I said, maybe you should, like, get your dad, like, a hotel or Airbnb or something like that. Or you get one, get the fuck out or something like that. I was like, I don't know if you should go back in that house. He does that. This dumb motherfucker. He goes take a test and 2 days later. It came back negative. I must not have anything. I said, motherfucker, you were just in contact with this person 2 days.
I mean, if he really had to go back to the house, what he could have done was outside his rooms wear a mask everywhere else. That's the least he could have done. I'm sure he didn't do that.
No. So in his mind, since he took the test 2 days later and it came back negative, he's thinking he don't have anything. And in my head, thank you, Cody. You already know where I'm about to get at, right? It's just like, symptoms are likely to show in 2 week time frame, my dude. So either you don't feel anything now, you could feel that shit 3 days from now, whatever, and stuff like that, or a week from now, whatever. You have to quarantine yourself for two.
That's actually how most things you catch go. It's like a 2 week period.
You don't catch the shit the next fucking day. Yeah,
you really catch shit, but like the next day, especially like next 2-3 days.
Fucking whatever. Christ, dude. So what does this motherfucker do? This motherfucker goes to a house party the same day after the test.
Yeah, people don't care. But that's why we're in the situation we're in right now. That's why we had to get the shutdown in order. I'm glad Deucin did this because this had to happen.
This is why I say we got to have a talk with.
And I know people are being more lax too because, there's a vaccine on the way. It's right around the corner. There's two of them and they're 95% accurate. Okay, that's great. They're not here yet.
And half of America don't even believe in the shit. So,
yeah, I'm about to say they ain't want to take that shit. What's that vaccine? Anti-vaxxers.
They don't believe in the fucking virus they sell. Which is funny to me that most Trump people don't believe in that, but yet they was wearing masks at his fucking rallies and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you don't believe it, why the fuck are you wearing a mask then or whatever and shit like that? Probably, you know? Yeah. So this motherfucker goes to a house party, and this shit just, like, I didn't know this. I saw him post the shit or whatever, and I just, like, looked at him and was just like, you stupid motherfucker, you. I wrote this long-ass thing.
Fuck.
But then I just, like, deleted. I was like, I'm preaching to the choir at this point. Like, it makes no fucking sense. This is the point where I say, we got to have a talk with, like, our generation and shit. It's just like, do you not give a shit about elderly people? Like, is that what this coming to? Like, it's like, do we not, I even asked a friend, are we that generation of, we don't care about things until the consequences happen? Because this person tells me they're worried about getting their family sick if they have it and they would feel like shit. But yet this dude takes his ass to a house party fucking 2 days later after and still living in the same house with his folks, knowing that his father's got pre-existing conditions. He's a little older and shit. So it's like either you don't give a shit that he dies or gets sick or whatever it may be, per se. Because he could have a fighting chance. You never know, whatever shit. Or do you just like saying, well, ain't shit happening now. We'll deal with it when it happens, right? It's like this lack of empathy that this, like, you know, here's the one thing about COVID. COVID has really exposed us as a country. Mm-hmm. Like, it is like, it's like exposed all of us. Like people, the people that live in it, the country itself, our government, just everything. And like, we just look like the biggest pieces of shit in the world, to be honest. Like,
yep, that we do.
Like, it's crazy because I have friends like in Australia, New Zealand, places like this. They don't even fucking believe. They think of conspiracy theories too and shit like that, but at least they put the mask on. They don't go out and shit like that. It's like, they could follow guidelines still though. So they're not complaining about democracy or anything like that. You know, granted, some of these countries probably don't even have that, but still, at the same time, they're not fucking doing it. And meanwhile, you got people here who act like Thanksgiving is a once a fucking year thing or something like that. Like, it'll never happen again, Cody, or I can never see my family again. You know, granted, there's 365 days, but this one day, Cody, I just got to see them. You know, it's like, I had a friend tell me that, there's like 10 family members that got together with their grandparents or whatever and stuff. And they just said, they didn't believe in COVID, but not only that, they just think it's inhumane to not be around their family for the holidays.
Just for like 1 year. One holiday season off.
Cody, when the fuck is Thanksgiving mean anything in this goddamn country? like, I've never heard such a bigger deal about Thanksgiving than this fucking year. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, people will eat on Thanksgiving, but people making like Thanksgiving, like, man, this is one of these traditional holidays that, like,
yeah, right.
Motherfucker, you get 2 days off from fucking work or whatever shit, and you get to eat some bullshit ass food, okay? Mm-hmm. So please don't sit up here and tell me like Thanksgiving has like this deeper meaning of a holiday in this country.
It's a household American tradition. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. You get a 4-day weekend and you get to eat some sloppy, greasy ass food. Guilt free.
Okay. And then bitch about how much you ate the next fucking day. Whatever. Yeah. Like, okay, let's shut the fuck up. Get the
fuck out of here with that shit.
Thanksgiving is the worst goddamn holiday in this goddamn country, okay? I hate to tell people that, but kind of how it is, but whatever, I digress. I mean, I feel like a broken record on this show with this COVID shit.
Hey, we ain't gonna stop talking about it until we finally get that vaccine and shit finally gets back to somewhat normal.
Oh, man. And this whiskey ain't making it.
Until then, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I'll finish it.
I gotta finish this. I got a report back in the bottle. Give it to a friend. Hey man, where you going? Then you can get some of this shit,
man.
Yeah. Give it to a friend. Ain't nobody coming up in this house for a long time. Anyway, shit, a long fucking time. Whatever. Before we wrap things up here, just a quick note here. Ahsoka made her live action debut. In the Star Wars universe, there, people.
Man, I gotta tell you, dude. Star Wars, if those movies never exist, Star Wars would be the best fucking franchise on the planet. I'd be all up Star Wars ass, because goddamn, I love the fucking Mandalorian. That shit got me wanting to go back to watch Rebels and Clone Wars and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I heard they were good on their own, but now I really want to watch that shit.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, that last Mandalorian episode, holy shit. I don't know shit about Grand Admiral Thrawn, but when she talked about it, I was like, yeah! I was hyped.
Well, even the last episode with Bo-Katan as the Mandalorian herself and shit, she was on the planet Mandalore in the last episode of the Attack on Clone Wars or whatever. And so, like, you seeing her, and it looks just like her, too. Like,
right, yeah, straight, I see pictures. Yeah,
like, straight up, like, that. The animated version. Like you would think, like, they cast this chick before they even animated this
shit. Yeah, it's the voice actor. It's her. The voice
actor. Yeah, it's her. Yeah, yeah.
Kate Sackhoff, yeah.
The fucking look of it is just, like, fucking just straight down, like, perfect, though. And, like, even Rosario Dawson. Like, when she first got casted, I said, oh, man, that's perfect casting right there. She looks kind of like Ahsoka or whatever. But seeing her in the full makeup now, it's like, holy shit. It even blew my mind just how close she really looked. Like, I'm doing the Trump. Like, it's just, it just looked like intelligent, smart, and perfect. Like, I was like looking at this.
Dude, and remember those old Star Wars movies? They said, oh, that Obi-Wan or Darth Vader lightsaber fight, that had so much fucking gravitas and meaning. Like, bullshit. That Ahsoka, when she was fighting that one chick, I forgot the dictator's name, wherever the fuck she was.
Yeah, that fine ass chick.
That shit was fucking amazing. Yeah.
That fine ass chick, yeah.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah.
Sound effects and all.
Only that, they threw in that music too from Rebels when she fought Vader.
Oh, see, that's what I heard.
They threw in that music. And I remember I let you listen to that music when Rebels first came out and they played that music. Like, it was a year. This was like 2014, 15, whatever, shit like that. And I remember we both were just talking about that Star Wars music in those movies are shit then compared to this. Don't get me wrong. I have no beef with that song, whatever, and that theme song Star Wars have. But that's shit. Let's be real. That's shit. That theme song is shit.
I'm all about that Mandalorian theme, though. That shit.
No other theme song was better than the Ahsoka theme and the Clone Wars theme, whatever. That Mandalorian is like second or third for me, because those themes and where when Ahsoka shows up and she falls Vader and those themes were just like, this shit makes it just feels epic as a motherfucker, whatever. And it's just like you just said, if those movies never exist,
tell me, man.
And I gotta ask you this, because I asked the Art of Lunatic this. What the fuck do people see in Luke Skywalker? Like, I just don't get this.
I really don't either. Like, every single thing that has a main character other than Luke Skywalker has been better than fucking Star Wars, the movies proper. Mandalorian, I'm sure Rebels and Clone Wars and all that.
I just don't get it. Like, he's like the most bland, generic, vanilla.
Mark Hamill's worst role.
I think he's even talked shit about that role too. Yeah. It's funny because if you think of Mark Hamill, which I think of him, I think of this great, the greatest fucking voice actor of all fucking time. Yeah. And other people think about him, but it's Luke Skywalker. I'm just like,
yeah, it's hilarious. I didn't find Luke Skywalker interesting until The Last Jedi. That's the one people hate Luke Skywalker in.
And even in that, I find him a whiny little bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm still, not only that, what does he give a shit that that's his father? Like, what does he care? Like, they had one interaction where he chopped that dude's hand off, and all of a sudden, I gotta bring my father. Why?
Yeah, this dude's basically space fucking Hitler. Kill him. Fuck, you got no relation to this dude, basically.
You didn't know him growing up. Y'all didn't have an interaction with
this. This dude is a Sith Lord blowing up planets. Kill him.
I was watching that episode of Mandalorian, and I was just like, why do people like him? And then not only just like him, they put him in like the top 10 greatest heroes of all time, top 10 characters of all time. And it's just like, I'm going to say this right now, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Ahsoka is the greatest Star Wars character ever written in all of Star Wars. I can hear
I believe it, because I was looking at a reaction on YouTube when she first popped up. People thought it was going to be like a slow build-up to show her. Like, no, they're like, oh, fuck that.
I thought so, too. Ooh, and there it is. Right. Ahsoka time. Because, you know, Mandalore be, like, blue-balling you sometime and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they have you motherfuckers spend 30 minutes doing this shitty-ass mission, and then next thing you know, get to a cutscene, you see her, and you be like, oh, okay, cool, wait till the next episode. I was waiting for that shit so long, and then they came right. I was like, oh, okay, we're getting right into this. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Cool. And she
actually made the Jedi look badass for once.
And she, like, not she even Jedi. It was like, she's not even a Jedi. She is. Yeah, she ain't even a Jedi.
But she was basically the Predator in that show. She was.
What makes her so interesting too is she left the Jedi Order years ago, before the Clone Wars even took place, Order 66 and shit like that. And it's funny watching that last season of Clone Wars. You watch her in those last episodes and you go, like, she is everything that you thought the Jedi should be.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, yeah. Not only that, though, but like she brings like all the noble characteristics and everything like that, but still is like a fucking human being and shit like that. I mean, it's just like perfection. Like, and those last four episodes of the season 7 of Clone Wars, oh my God, dude, from the music, the buildup, the tension. I mean, if anything, like, if you, and it's funny because they started off in this series, Ahsoka was so annoying and shit too.
That's why I heard people used to hate Ahsoka, but
God. But that's the power of writing, man. That's the power of writing and everything. Like, they just made her into like this character that is just so fucking likable. It's just like, why the fuck did they ever go with Luke Skywalker and not this girl for these movies? Especially with her and Anakin, because when they did that build up with her versus Vader or whatever and shit, it was just so much more tension between her and Vader than it was with Luke and fucking Vader. It's like, why did we ever go to Luke? It's like, why did we ever go to...
I think it just goes to show George Lucas is not the best storyteller out there.
Thank you.
Probably a good concept guy. But storytelling? Nah. He ain't the one.
I'm telling you right now.
That's Dave Filoni over there.
Dave Filoni and Kathleen Kennedy, I know y'all watching these Mandalorian. I'm telling you this right now. You need to watch this Ahsoka character, and you need to go full live. Because after that scene right there, she better get her own fucking series.
That's what I heard. She'd probably get a spinoff.
She better get her own fucking series. I don't even give a fuck about that Obi-Wan no more. Fuck that series. I want my Ahsoka.
Well, I didn't care about that anyway.
Yeah, I didn't either, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. But I want my Ahsoka series now, whatever. I want it really bad because she is dope. And I'm not going to lie. I watched those last four episodes of Clone Wars religiously now. I've been watching those. I watch them so much now. It's not even funny. I think those four episodes are like some of the best ever Star Wars genre media, whatever you may be. It's better than any video game, a TV show.
Oh shit! Okay.
Or fucking it. Obviously, the movies. The movies are shit. Whatever.
Well, we'll get duff.
Yeah, those movies are shit. I hope people can see that now. Like when they watch like
good. I would hope so. I would really hope so.
Like when you do it in comparison, like, man, these movies are shit now. Like, you know,
it is so, the contrast is so fucking stark, man. Just especially watch that last episode. It's like, this episode gave me so much more than that last show that you gave me with three movies in 30 minutes, mind you.
Hey, 30 minutes.
This is like 45 minutes, but still.
Hey, man, but Disney ruining Star Wars, though, Cody.
No. That's because those fucking movies. Star Wars needs to stay off the big screen. Just stick to the silver screen and streaming. I think you're good.
Well, here's the thing about those movies, though, is stay the fuck away from Skywalker.
Like, I think it's probably the Skywalkers.
Skywalker's boring as shit.
He really is. That whole lineage, I'm like, man. I don't even say the whole lineage. Because they did cool stuff with Anakin and Darth Vader in the shows. So I'm not going to say the whole lineage. But at least the Luke Skywalker stuff, I'm like, man.
I don't care about Luke, Leia, none of these motherfuckers. I don't care if he shot first, last, second, third, or whatever. Chewbacca. I don't care about Chewbacca and shit. Like, why do people like that motherfucker? Like, I don't understand none of this shit.
C-3PO's annoying ass.
Fuck away. You remember when they saw his eyes in the trailer? They was like, they're gonna turn him into a war bot. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Droids and they gonna turn
C-3PO with dark.
I really think Star Wars fans, all that shit is in their head. Like they got like some fantasy movies made up in their head where these movies are going and shit like that. And they just like, man, they run with it like nobody's business here. But I'm telling you this right now, you stay the fuck away from that Skywalker shit. You stay away from that Skywalker shit, and you need to move on with this Ahsoka shit. This Ahsoka shit is fucking good, okay? And that goddamn Rosario Dawson, I'll never forget that video I seen of you. I ain't gonna expose it because I want to keep that to me and Cody. We saw that
one. I remember.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, we had a triple check. Like, is this real? this better be real. Shit. You know she dating Cory Booker?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that shit neither. I'm hating. Yeah, fuck him. Fuck, he got it. That I ain't got. I mean, granted, he's sending and stuff like that. You know, send her and shit like. But yeah, whatever. I mean, ain't shit, right? Ran for president and stuff like. Well, ain't nothing. I could somewhat do that. Actually, I could do that. Trump did, so I'm sure. Yeah, why not?
Fake ass Vin Diesel looking motherfucker. Fuck
yeah, like man. Rosario Dawson, man. I remember when I first saw her in Men in Black 2.
That might be the first place I saw her too.
Almost
for that. I think she did that. Josie Pussycat the same year, or was it year before?
I don't know. That almost made me forgive that movie for a moment. I was just like, man, this movie is shit. But I gotta tell you, that Rosario, that man,
that adorable.
Is, oof. Oh, she's more than adorable, dude. She, oof. Mm. And she a freak too. I ain't tell y'all that. Man.
I've seen some stuff.
I know.
Right there.
If Cody was dating her, I'd be at his fucking house every fucking day. COVID or no COVID. I'd be... Hey, man, I just brought over some turkey, man. I thought maybe you got hungry or something like that, man. You know, you think I could come in, man? I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick, Cody. Cody catch me in the bedroom and shit, like looking at the bra drawers and shit. Like, titty residue. Oh. That there, man. She is incredible. Oh, my God. Anyway, though, we're going to get out of here. A lot of stuff, more stuff to talk about, but I got to get out of here. I mean, yeah, I got to go. So, yeah, like we always do on here, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Cheers.